This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Harvesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Hello,
FUBAR Radio.
Hardesty and Needle.
Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, how are you?
Good, how are you? It's weird this, because we always meet up like an hour before and we do this, and we go, how are you?
I know, just faking it, aren't we?
Yeah, liars. Welcome to the show. It's going to be a good one.
Is it?
Say it every week.
You don't know that.
Talking up my ass.
Yep.
We've got Dave Smithson. Sounds like a nice man. Yep. From Anxiety UK, who's going to be chatting to us about anxiety.
Yep.
I basically hounded our producer saying, look, I live in a state of anxiety. It would be good. Mm. Either I take a day off and go to the doctors, or we just get someone and combine it.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? We can earn money.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We don't have to go anywhere.
Okay, exactly. Earn cold
just
hard cash.
Get into diagnosis.
Live on air. Yeah. Get diagnosis, Fanny's live on air.
Yep.
Fine. We've got Dean Burnett. Is it Burnett or Burnett?
Dean Burnett, yeah. He is a neuroscientist, and he wrote a book called The Idiot Brain.
A neuroscientist.
A neuroscientist.
Like Nero.
No, yeah.
He's a neuroscientist.
He's not a neuroscientist, no.
Okay. What was his book?
It's called The Idiot Brain. I've only read half of it because I've only got given it on Friday.
Oh, you idiot.
Well, what do you mean, idiot?
Oh, I'm joking.
I only got given it Friday. I've done a good job there, I think. I've read about 100 pages.
That's bloody good.
Yeah. That's a flipping, like, big chunk out of my weekend there. Just sat down reading it.
You diligent
absolute
bastard.
Chore. No, it wasn't a chore. It's a lovely book. I really enjoyed it, Dean.
Thank you, Dean. Yeah, I wouldn't have. I just refuse to read books with my eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be the ears.
Yeah, it's got to be the ears, hasn't it?
Audiobooks all the way.
Yeah.
I can't remember who said this. I think it might have been someone else on their podcast, but they said, like, is it considered. Is that reading when you listen to something on an audiobook? Is that.
I don't know.
It's sort of. I think it's Adam and Joe. It's like years ago.
Yeah, you're receiving the same information, aren't you?
Yeah, so. But can you say you've read the book or not? Is that cheating?
I don't know if you can say you've read it. I mean. I don't know, just the answer.
So, because if not, I've never read any books, which is bad.
What, not a single one?
Well, I think...
You must have read one about, you know, one of those ones that's sort of like 6 pages max when you were a kid.
Yeah, I mean...
You can take them to bath.
Yeah, exactly. What, the blow-up ones?
Yeah, you can sort of chew them.
Yeah, I love them. Yeah, just chew it in the bath. Exactly. I do read them, I just don't read much of them.
No?
I just read the first bit and carry it around so people see me with a book in my hand.
All right, so it's for aesthetic value.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Because I don't... Once you've done that, you don't need to read it. People go, oh, so you're reading that book. Yeah, how was it? It was great. Done.
Yeah. Until they actually ask you what happened in it.
I really understood it is all you need to know.
Yeah.
I really understood it and took all that you could get from it.
I understood it and loved it. Yeah,
exactly. Imagine Stephen Fry read it. I just felt the same as he would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew all the big words and all the full stops. I knew what they all meant.
Good.
And I got the twists.
Yeah. You didn't really... Did you understand the full... I mean, you don't really use... You're the man, sort of man who doesn't use full stops. Or
no,
any punctuation.
Or
spelling.
I just keep talking. Or spelling.
No, yeah, but I mean, when you're writing stuff to me on Facebook message.
Or even in, like, a script. Like,
we've got
a literary
agent. It's a
nightmare.
Like, it's an absolute nightmare.
Oh my god!
To be honest with you,
but to be fair,
I'll write something. Mm-hmm. And then I go, okay, Rich, your turn. You sort of do the second draft. Comes back, absolute mess.
Yeah, I've rearranged it all, haven't I?
I did like a million exclamation marks at the end of each sentence.
Right,
which is annoying.
Boost the whole script.
It's literally like it's edited by Keith Tregarin or something.
And
or
then like Roger walks in and boom.
Yeah, it's like Tim Mallett's got to it. It's a fucking nightmare, honestly.
No, I've gone cold turkey on my exclamation marks, haven't I?
I've
really toned it in.
Yeah, you have.
And
actually.
I'm starting to spell.
Yeah, he's actually starting to spell, like a 6-year-old.
Because sometimes I think, they know what that means.
Yeah.
Nad is clearly and.
But half the time I don't, because like, literally you have like 3 spelling mistakes in a row. You'd be like, Nad, split, I'm like, I don't know what that means. And then you're like, nah. I'm like, well, you've spelled that one wrong now as well. So I can't speak, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's like an anagram. Maybe you have the speak version of mine.
I think I have. I think I actually have.
Oh my god. So you could have the thing where you meet someone on like an online chat room and think, wow, now this guy's
eloquent. No, no way.
And he's talking about neuroscientists.
Yeah.
So what else have we got coming up? We've got...
Oh, we've got a new game. New game called...
Go on.
Oh, no, I haven't got a thought of a name for it, actually.
Oh!
But I can make one up, actually, quite easily.
Go on, quickly.
Okay, so it's basically... What you do, right, is... So I'm going to give you loads of facts about a actor.
Okay.
Right, or just a famous person.
Is it me?
No, it's not you.
Oh, what? Okay.
Right, it'd be a bit too easy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. guy's a pompous dick. Is it me? Yay!
Yeah, right, so that, so basically, okay, so I'm going to give you lots of different facts and you've got to guess who the actor or famous person is.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And I think I'll be good at it.
Yeah? Why? Yeah,
because
you haven't
I'm
looked
good
at my notes, have you?
No, but if I do get it now, you don't go there accusing me of looking at your notes.
Okay, okay,
all
okay.
Right? I swear to God, I haven't.
Okay, I'll look into it. I generally know when you're lying, so.
Well,
I tend to know. I've got, like, there's some little good signals you give off. I know when you're lying.
Oh, am I happy for you to think that? Because then.
What, so you're double bluffing?
Yeah! No, fuck, he's got me again.
He's got me. Do you see how I looked a bit deflated then, didn't I? It's like, fuck, he's got me.
The love went from your eyes.
Oh, damn it.
I can't believe this. We've got no stalking Kurt Russell this week.
Oh, but that
sound there, it made 2 points. One is the factor for the frustration of Kurt Russell and the point you made earlier when I'm able to talk.
Exactly. But that's not fair because look, you said last week that we're going to have him on this week. And also, we need to strike while the iron's hot. Kurt is riding high. Like, he's got two films out, Hateful Eight and Tomahawk Boner.
Oh,
and like whatever it's called. And like, he's doing good. We need to flipping strike right now.
He's got a promotional tour. He needs to get himself out there. He needs to be known.
Yeah.
He needs to be exploited.
We need to speak exactly.
He needs to be helped.
It's in his best interest that we stalk him and exploit him.
Yeah, exactly. It's for his own good.
Yeah, of course it is.
He'll come around.
It's for his own good to be hiding his bins. Or we shall do.
Exactly.
When we find out what his address is.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get to him. We'll get to him, mate. Take care.
What's that? That was a terrible high five.
That was so bad you couldn't even pick up on the microphone.
We just touched fingers like sort of like it's like ET. Just touch one finger.
It
each.
Was. It's another weird finger.
Yeah.
Stalking Kurt Russell. None of that. Oh, by the way, he did contact the last week. We had on a man who slept with Kurt's son's ex-wife.
Yeah.
Which is great. Good little insight there. But he then, which is nice because he's remains friends with her, and he contacted her asking to come on the show. She said no.
Oh, she said no.
She was not willing to come on and just talk openly about her Loveland private life. Can you believe that?
Awkward, isn't it?
Does she not know?
Does she not know what?
Anyway, look, I don't want to get
you
into it. I got angry about it for an hour and then I let it go.
That's the first time I've heard of that, actually. That's a disappointment, isn't it?
I know.
By the way, just everyone, I just double checked if Bert Russell's up to anything on Facebook. He's not. No, he's not.
Has he gone?
Well, but just what?
Is he alright?
Isn't passed into the other side?
Nope.
No, he's not dead.
Okay, good.
We're just talking about stuff that's not in the show. I just thought I'd chuck that in.
Coming up not on the show today. Yeah. Good stuff. Interviews. Yeah, no, there's loads of stuff. So what should we do now? Listen, what we've been up to.
Yeah.
Is that good? Or a song?
Yeah, no, what have you been up to?
Yeah? Right, well, listeners, here we go. So I've got a bone to pick with you, Andy.
Go on.
Right, so it's no secret, is it? Well, it's no secret between us. I've fallen in love, haven't I?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, exactly. And the look you just did then is the look that I want to get to the bottom of.
I'm just trying to key up the next song.
Look, when I seem to say this or say I've got a good... The other day I was in your house and I was on the phone and I said, blah, 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 my girlfriend. And you did a look. You smirked into the floor. You like swallowed your lip. You bit your lip. And you know what Alan Partridge, when he goes, what's with my body? And she goes, tits. And then Sophie disappears to the back room.
Yeah.
People keep doing that when I say I've got a girlfriend.
It's a bit weird, mate.
Why is it weird? I'm a loving man.
It just seems weird that you've got a girlfriend.
Why? I don't know. Lovable rich.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I have to have a think about it. But there's something about it which just seems weird.
Honestly, it's starting to set me under. I keep going, oh, yeah, I'm a girlfriend. People go, oh, okay.
It sort of seems as if, like...
What?
Yeah, just because you exaggerate. I mean, obviously, I know you've got a girlfriend.
Like, I haven't got one.
You exaggerate stuff. Like, it's in your imagination, like sort of Tyler Durden, or like...
I'm going, yeah.
Or people go, she won't be around for long. That sort of thing. What? I don't know. But not because I met Kirsty. It's not like that.
Yeah, it's real, isn't it?
It's real, yeah. But also, I've got a bone to pick with you. Not a bone, but like, my mum phoned me up the other day and went, oh yeah, I spoke to Richard. He told me he was in love. I was like, what's your mum, basically, you phoned up my mum.
Yeah.
And solely to tell her you were in love.
To gloat, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, did he say anything else? Like, no, not really. Just said he was in love.
Just what to know. No, it was because she... I thought Adam was like calling. I don't know why I thought I was calling then. So the reason I called her was, I think I was returning a call because she'd done something nice for my birthday.
And I was just
like saying, oh, and I was in Tesco's and I think I got stressed and I just thought, what have I been up to? And that was the sort of biggest thing at the top of my head.
Okay.
It was that.
That's like, quite a big thing, so.
It's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she said, oh, good, well, you sound like, I don't know, someone like, Andy said, like, had a good effect. a good effect.
Oh,
on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's quite good.
That's nice, isn't it?
I'm a better person now, am I?
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. Yeah. So anyway, the thing I was going to say that I've been up to, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I went to pick up Kirsty from the airport because she was flown in the other day. So I did this amazingly romantic thing, yeah. Well, not romantic, but stupid. Basically, we had a funny day last year, which is sort of a personal thing. Like something happened. Got very, very drunk on rum and tried to make some popcorn. Couldn't light the stove. A tea towel got set fire to and just got lobbed out of a window. And
I remember that.
Yeah, do you remember that? Anyway, got lobbed out of a window.
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to fubarradio.com.